Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we'll build an Ed Rush style mix in section for timeless roller momentum. The goal is a DJ-friendly 16 to 32 bar section that preserves low-end power, keeps a driving reese mid-bass, and creates long, mixable tails and movement, all with stock Live devices, practical routing, macro control, and automation. Lesson overview first. You'll end up with a reusable Live rack and an arrangement section containing a mono sub layer made in operator, a mid-slash re-space in Wavitable, a percussive roller groove in drum rack, return FX for ping-pong delay and reverb, and a macro-driven mix-in rack to automate cutoff, width, drive, delay-slash reverb sends and sidechain. Step A. Project and session setup. Start a new live set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. Create four tracks. Bass sub is MIDI, bass reese is MIDI, drums is MIDI with drum rack, and an FX sends track with two returns. Return A is ping pong delay and return B is reverb. Open the groove pool with controller CMD shift G and load a subtle swing. For example, swing 16N or capture a groove from a DNB loop. Set timing around 60 to 80% and quantize to 16N. Apply that groove to your drum rack clip so the hats and ghosts get a slightly shuffled roller feel. Step B. Build the mono sub layer in operator. Create a MIDI clip with long bass notes, half or full bar notes with small variation so the sub holds power during DJ mixing. Insert operator and initialize it. Oscillator A is a sign, octave at minus 1 or minus 2 depending on your key. Set the amp envelope, attack between 0 and 5 milliseconds, decay roughly 300 to 600 milliseconds for a bit of movement, sustain near 0.9, and release between 50 and 120 milliseconds. After operator, place utility and force mono by setting width to 0%. Then add EQ8 and high pass only above about 35 Hz to remove a notable rumble, and make a gentle dip around 250 to 350 Hz to leave space for mids. Finally, route this to your bass group bus and add glue compressor lightly, 2 to 1 ratio, and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on strong hits with a slow attack, so transients pass through. Step C. Build the reese mid-bass in Wavitable. Program a syncopated 16th note mid-bass rhythm to complement the sub. This is your moving element. Insert Wavitable and start with OSK as a saw. Unison 4. Detune around 0.06 and some phase randomization. Add OSK B as a saw or square an octave lower at about 30% mix for thickness. Use a multimode low-pass 24 dB filter and set the cutoff initially around 700 to 900 Hz. Put an auto filter after Wavitable set to low-pass and map its frequency to macro 1. Call it Reese cutoff. Sync the auto filter LFO at a slow rate, 1/4 or 1/8, and keep amount low, around 10 to 20%. For gentle movement. If you have the LFO device, you can map that to Wavitable cutoff for richer motion. After filtering, add saturator with 2 to 4 dB of drive using the analog clip mode, then EQ8 to boost 200 to 900 Hz slightly, cut 300 to 450 Hz to avoid boxiness, and optionally a small shelf above 6K Hz for air. Step D. Create an instrument rack and map macros. Split the bass into two chains inside an instrument rack, a sub chain for operator and a reese chain for Wavitable. Group them or use an instrument rack and map the following macros: macro 1, reese cutoff, macro 2, sub level, macro 3, saturation amount, macro 4, width utility, macro 5, delay send, macro 6, reverb send, macro 7, sidechain amount, macro 8, global filter resonance or LFO rate. Set conservative macro min and max ranges so you don't get extreme values while performing. Step E, sidechain and compression for pumping. Create a kick bus or a simple kick clip to feed the sidechain. On the bass group, after glue, insert compressor and enable sidechain input, selecting your kick track. Set the ratio between 3 and 6 to 1, attack 5 to 10 milliseconds, release 50 to 120, and set threshold so you get 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on strong kicks. Map the compressor threshold or the sidechain amount to macro 7, so you can dial the pumping in and out for DJ flexibility. Step F. Drum rack and percussive roller elements. Load drum rack with a punchy DNB kick, snare, open and closed hats, and one or two percussive loops. Program a rolling pattern that emphasizes 16th note ghost hits and sparse snares. Apply the groove from step A to humanize it, and add slight velocity variation for a natural feel. Send hats and selected percussion to return A, the ping-pong delay, and set the delay time to dotted eighth or straight eighth with moderate feedback around 20 to 30%. Automate the send with velocity or a macro so those echoes appear during the mix-in. Use utility on the drum group and set width to a myriad value, 50 to 70%, but keep everything under about 300 Hz sum to mono. Step G. Designing the mix and section in arrangement. Switch to arrangement view and create a 16 to 32 bar area for the mix in. Duplicate your bass and drum clips into this section. Automate macro 1, the Reese cutoff, to start heavily low past around 4 to 600 Hz and gradually open to around 3 to 4 kHz over 8 to 16 bars to build energy. Keep macro 2, sub level, stable or slightly ride it down as you open the cutoff so the mix doesn't swamp the DJ. Automate macro 5, delay send, so high-end percussion gets wet tails at transition bars. These give the DJ echoes to phrase against. Use macro 8 or an EQ map to create a high-cut or tailored filter on the master or bass group for a DJ-friendly long tail. Sweep this to create space for the incoming track. Slowly increase LFO rates map to macro 4 for subtle acceleration and movement, keeping rates slow so you avoid chatter. For long tails, duplicate an audio track. Route the Reese output to it, arm and resample the last four bars with reverb and delay sends fully wet, then fade that resample to create a DJ-friendly tail. Step H. Fine-tuning, balancing and checks. Solo the sub-track and confirm it sums to mono with utility and looks correct on spectrum. Sub-energy should sit under about 120 Hz. Use EQ8 on the bass group to notch any clashing mids between Reese and snare. Use a limiter on the master only if necessary. Prefer glue and track level control. Save the instrument rack and your return chains as a template named, for example, Ed Rush Mix in Roller.Liverack. Common mistakes to avoid. Keep the sub mono. Stereo bass causes phase issues in clubs. Avoid over-automating cutoff so the bass doesn't lose energy. Instead, automate sub-level inversely. Don't saturate the sub. Apply saturation to the Reese only. Don't skip sidechain. Bass that doesn't breathe with the kick kills groove. Keep delay feedback moderate and automate sends so tails don't wash incoming tracks. Fix problems at track level rather than over-eking the master. Pro tips. Map expressive controls to macros for session view performance, cutoff, sub-level, delay and reverb sends, and sidechain. Use inverse automation. When you open the Reese cutoff, slightly reduce sub-level to keep perceived loudness steady. Record a resampled wet tail for DJs to phrase out on. Carve a gentle dip between 300 and 450 Hz to avoid boxiness. Save macros and automation shapes as clip envelopes so you can drop the mix and into another project quickly. Mini practice exercise. In a new live set at 172 BPM, build a 16-bar mix in. Create operator sub and wave-eatable Reese. Map 4 macros. Cutoff, sub-level, delay send, sidechain amount. Program a drum rack pattern. Apply a groove, and automate cutoff from 500 Hz to 3.5 kHz over bars 1 to 12 while dropping sub-level 2 dB as the cutoff opens. Add delay send automation on hats at bars 9 to 12, then export the 16-bar section with tail and test it against another loop to check DJ mixability and momentum. Recap, you now have a full workflow to create an Ed Rush mix and section in Ableton Live 12, a mono operator sub foundation, a moving wave-eatable Reese with auto filter and saturation, groove quantized percussion, gentle sidechain, and a macro-driven rack for live performance. Save your rack and template, practice the 16 to 32 bar mix in shapes, and test translation on reference tracks and club systems. Quick checklist before you finish. Calibrate monitoring level and load a reference track. Set conservative macro ranges and save versions as you iterate. Mono test the sub, check spectrum and correlation, export tails with extra silence, and label files with BPM and key. That's it. Build the rack, map the macros, automate the mix and section, resample tails, and practice performing the macros live. Good luck and enjoy creating timeless roller momentum.